I've never known anyone with a dragon. What does he look like?
Just a plain, ordinary dragon.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Plain, Ordinary Dragon podcast. I want to start today's episode the same way I do most all episodes, by saying thank you. Thank you for spending your time with us. You know, time's the most precious resource any of us have, and the fact that you're willing to spend some of yours with us is amazing. We always appreciate it. We never take it for granted. And so I just want to start on a grateful note and say thank you. Today, we're going to talk about challenge. Challenge is good for the soul. We need challenges in life. They make us better. They teach us about ourselves, and they teach us about others. Challenges hone our abilities and skills. If we don't push ourselves, we won't find our true potential. It isn't easy to challenge ourselves. It's always easier to be comfortable with where we are at that moment, what we have accomplished in life, and who we are as a person. Additionally, when we consider how much of a challenge it is to make it through this life we lead, it becomes easy to rationalize away extra endeavors. And excuses are plentiful. They abound and reproduce with each second of thought process pulling us further and further from accepting a new challenge. Then all we need to do is choose our favorite and we're off the hook. Is that really what we want? Are we happy with where we are in our lives? Have we decided, quote, this is good enough, end quote? Or do we want to see what more there is to be seen, tried, learned, and lived? Could we find out there is a greater fulfillment, love, and accomplishment to be found? In a lot of ways, life is a numbers game. We've all heard the axiom, practice makes perfect. And there is certainly truth behind it. The more we challenge ourselves with anything, the better we become. The better we become, the further we can reach. When I was a headhunter, recruiter is probably the correct term these days, we would tell prospective candidates to interview for several positions, not just the dream jobs, because the more you interview, the more comfortable you become with the process. By the time your dream job comes along, you want to be comfortable and spot on for the moment your chance comes. For most of my life, friends and acquaintances have given me a tough time about how, quote, lucky I am. They tell me how easily good things fall into my lap that others have to work long and hard for. No doubt I have had my share of good fortune, and many others do not, or have not, had as many opportunities as I have been afforded in my life. However, one of the things I've noticed is my love of learning about many different things and challenging myself to know, understand, and actively try to do them, it's led me to more opportunities. When I started in the information technology field, I had to learn everything from the ground up. So I went home and I built file servers from books. I installed software I knew nothing about, built a home network, and anything else I could do because I learned to be fascinated with learning about it. They were self-imposed challenges, not because I had to, but because I wanted to know more. I wanted to get better. You know, when I started the Plain Ordinary Dragon website, I hadn't ever had a discipline to write daily. So I challenged myself to write every day for 30 days on the site. It was a great challenge. It's so much easier to write now. I've gained some confidence. I'm better at putting my voice out into the world. It wasn't so much the writing would pay monetary dividends or make me a famous writer. I decided to do it because it was good for me. Hopefully, it's good for you, and it is good for the soul. Challenge is good for the soul. I'm going to be setting some challenges for myself in coming days, and I invite you to do the same. Will you do something good for your soul? As always, you might be plain and you might be ordinary, but you're a dragon and you can do amazing things, and we can't wait to hear your voice in this world.
When you work as a team, you've got to tend it.